Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This didn't happen to me personally. It happened to two of my cousins. They gave me permission to share this story, so I'll be telling the story from their point of view. My name is Leah. The story happened in April 2016. I was 29 years old at the time, and I live in Atlanta. In April, me and my cousin, who I'll refer to as Kate, wanted to go for a Caribbean getaway, but we didn't want to go to these popular tourist destinations such as the Bahamas, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, or Puerto Rico. We chose a lesser-known island called Dominica. It's a small island located between Guadalupe and Martinique, and the capital is Roseau. It has a population of about 72,000 people, so we booked an Airbnb located out in the countryside called Salisbury.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's 30 minutes away from Roseau. When we got there, the first 2 weeks went really well. We rented a car, and our Airbnb was perfect, and it was located near a nice peaceful beach. It was truly the getaway we needed. We explored the island, visited several beautiful waterfall locations, and even made some friends in the village we were staying at. But on the second day of the third week, something really horrible happened. One afternoon, Kate and I didn't go out and decided to just spend time at the nearby beach with the locals. Later on, the people left the beach to go home. Kate wanted to go back to the Airbnb, but I decided to stay there so I could enjoy some alone time. I closed my eyes, laying down near the beach, enjoying the peace and quiet. Before I knew it, it got dark, so I decided that it was time to get back to the house. I walked and arrived at the Airbnb. But as I was getting my keys to unlock the door, two men wearing masks suddenly ran out of the bushes and started beating me with batons. One even threw a rock at me, and I was screaming in pain. My cousin Kate came out and tried to defend me, but the men also overpowered her as well. They then ran into the Airbnb house and ransacked the entire place, and then they ran away. The other villagers saw what was happening and quickly came to our aid. But the two men had already ran away. They stole my laptop, my phone, and my wallet. But by luck, Kate's laptop was also stolen. Luckily, our passports weren't stolen. I was bleeding profusely, and Kate was bleeding even more. At some point, I felt like I was gonna pass out. The police came over, and we told them what happened, and even the police officers were horrified. Dominica is usually a very safe country, so everybody was in shock. Two of the villagers drove us to the hospital, which was in Roseau. We got hospitalized because we were so badly injured. We even had to change the date for our return flight. But thankfully, we got out alive. As far as we know, those two delinquents are still out there, but I really hope they got caught. This forever traumatizes Kate and I, however. I still like Dominica, and I would love to visit again someday. But next time, I'll definitely be a lot more cautious. I wanted to share this story to warn people, but it's not necessarily a creepy encounter, just a sort of story that's really weird and freaked me out. I'm traveling around the country in my car. I've been driving for over a week from the city that I lived in, and I've so far slept in my car to save money. It wasn't until I got to a big enough city that I decided to treat myself to an actual bed that would be comfortable. I opted to choose Airbnb because, well, it's cheaper than hotels. I booked this Airbnb the day before I arrived at the city, so there weren't many options left. I had found this apartment on Airbnb that looked very new and modern, and it was in a great location too. The price was decent for its location, and it almost seemed too good to be true. The only downfall was that it was listed as a new listing and had zero reviews. I figured that the price was low because it was a new listing and decided to just give it a shot. I mean, it must be legit because, I mean, it is Airbnb, right? When I got to the apartment building, it was older looking than I had expected. I later found out and realized that my Airbnb was most likely the only renovated apartment in the building, and the building seemed to be in very poor condition. It looked like a dorm hall rather than an apartment building. Anyways, I let it all slide because I wasn't really paying too much anyways, so what could I really expect? The apartment itself looked like the pics, so that was good enough. Everything went well for the first 2 days. As a female traveling alone, I always make sure to be safe. I don't go out when it's dark, and I always lock the door. That includes every single lock, including the chain thing. Anyways, on the third day, I was out all morning and came back to the apartment to change to head to the beach. I had again locked the door, including the chain. I was in front of the door watching TV while changing, when the door suddenly unlocked and someone opened the door. I am beyond lucky that I had put the chain lock on the door, or else it would have opened all the way. I was naked and no one else was supposed to have the keys but me. My first reaction was, excuse me, and I closed the door right away, locking it again. I came from the back of the door and I didn't look or see who was opening it. I sat in front of the door scared and shocked, realizing that this person could technically still get in here since they obviously have the keys to the apartment. At first, I thought maybe it was the owner coming back after I checked out, but I wasn't supposed to check out until the following day, so that wasn't possible. After crying for a few minutes, I recuperated myself and called the owner and told her what had happened. She told me that no one else should have a set of keys other than her and I, and that she's at work and that it wasn't her. I was scared to stay in the apartment because someone else could come in. I didn't want to leave because I had all of my valuables there, so it was a lose-lose situation. I then called my dad, who told me that it was not okay that someone has the keys and that she needs to take care of this ASAP. So he talked to her, and she told me that she'll be there shortly with a locksmith to change it and then give me a pair of new keys. She then proceeded to tell me that she had only had this apartment for 6 months, and that before I stayed there, there was only one other Airbnb booking. She also mentioned that it had been sitting empty other than those two bookings because she had been renovating the apartment, which now makes sense why the building looks like absolute crap and doesn't match the apartment. She told me that the only possibility for who that was could be the previous owners or someone related to them. That possibility in theory really messed with me. How is it possible that I was gone all day every day and the 10 minutes I was home someone tried to come in? Did they know I was there? What were they coming in for? If this apartment has been sitting empty for half a year, maybe they did this frequently. Or maybe they saw me come in and tried to do something to me. These questions are constantly on my mind. I just know that I'm so lucky that I put the keychain on the door, or else, well, I don't even want to know what else could have happened. Needless to say, I won't be leaving a good review, and I won't be staying in an Airbnb that has no reviews or seems too good to be true. I definitely learned my lesson with this one. Don't take this too seriously. I'm sure there's a logical explanation for this, but I'm just really glad I didn't take the chance. Super, super creepy, nevertheless. About 2 weeks ago, I booked an Airbnb in another country. I was going there for a concert. The room was cheap, so I knew I wasn't going to be staying in a 5-star hotel. But it was only for one night, so I didn't mind as long as I had a bed. To start off, it already wasn't a great trip because my data roaming apparently didn't work in that country at all. I logged into a cafe Wi-Fi and planned my route in advance as best as I could. Managed to be at the house just in time, rang the only bell and waited. Nobody came out. I repeatedly rang and waited for 5 minutes. I noticed the door had a slot for mail and looked through it. I was shocked to see an entrance that looked like an abandoned barn. A super dusty couch right in front of the door, pieces of furniture covered in cloth, very dirty and extremely old. I usually love old houses, but that just did not look like a house that was in use or prepared for guests at all. I wondered if I was at the wrong house and what do I do now, as a super old, unwashed looking guy walked towards the door from the street. I asked him if he knew where the Airbnb was. He mumbled something, which I interpreted as positive, so I asked him if he was Tim, who was supposed to be my host. He said yes and opened the door for me. Well, I already described the entrance, so there's no point in doing that again. The centerpiece was definitely the super old creaky staircase that led to the upper part of the house. I followed him upstairs. He was heaving and coughing and just absolutely stinking of cigarettes, which wasn't exactly pleasant, but whatever. The second floor was also abandoned looking. It was super dark with clustered furniture hung with cloth, and it was randomly thrown together, and a super creepy curtain that I couldn't catch a glimpse behind. Another stair up and we were in my hallway, which was honestly the worst one. Cracks in the walls and old rural paintings and crosses hung up next to them. It seriously looked like the set of a horror movie. I usually don't have problems with decor like that. I'm goth, so anything darkly inclined is my jam. But everything looks so badly taken care of, so I got major creepo vibes from this house. He showed me the bathroom, which had a huge hole missing in the bathtub tiling in the wall. Everything just looks super dirty. He showed me to my bedroom, which was honestly okay. There were just a lot of creepy dolls on the shelves that threw me off, but the bed seemed fine. I asked him if he had Wi-Fi, and he said no, which really sucked. I really hoped they would have it because that meant I would have no way to communicate there. I asked him when checkout was the next day. He said it doesn't matter. Okay. He then dragged himself up to the fourth story, which was in complete pitch black darkness, by the way. So that gave me very weird vibes. I definitely didn't want to get into the shower, so I just quickly changed and charged my phone. When I went to the bathroom, I realized that I didn't even notice the creepiest part. There were no locks, like at all, which really freaked me the hell out. I also noticed that there were so many half-used items that someone left there, like shower gels, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. I guess it was the guests before me. A random lash curler just laid abandoned on the shelf. Not like a, here you go for your use in case you forgot yours way, but it just looked like someone left it and nobody bothered to clean it away. I already made up my mind that I would definitely not stay the night in this house. My mind was just spinning scenarios. What if all these products were left by the people before me? And why did nobody leave horrendous reviews? Because they got murdered? I asked myself, laughing. I was super spooked out. I seriously debated if I should take all my crap to the concert because it just didn't feel safe in the slightest, but my back was really hurting from my heavy backpack, so I just took my essentials and left the room as soon as I could, not without sliding a folded paper under the door so I'd see if someone tried to open it in my absence. When I was coming down the staircase, I had heard someone turning a key in the front door. I was a bit confused, but in the advert it said that a couple lived there, so I expected to see the wife or girlfriend of the guy that I had already met. Instead, a middle-aged man enters and then says, "Hey, I'm Tim." All I could think of was, then who the hell was the other guy? I was really crapping myself inside, but had brief small talk with them and then finally left the house. I was shaking. I luckily made it in time to the venue, and the concert was well worth it. Afterwards, I was so tired that I knew I couldn't stay awake for the whole night, so I checked into a hotel. It wasn't perfectly clean, but at least it had Wi-Fi, a proper shower, and a door with a dang lock. The next day, I got thrown out at 10 a.m., so I made my way to get the rest of my stuff. I don't know why, but I checked the mail slot again and jumped back. The old guy was just snoring on the couch directly in front of the entrance door. I tried my best not to wake him, and I sneaked into my room to get my crap, and then I finally left this godforsaken place. I also want to mention that the door actually hadn't been opened, thank God. I really don't know if I overreacted, but honestly, from the first two attempts to the missing locks and a checkout that didn't matter, if I assumed the worst, this would have been the perfect setup to assault or murder someone. Best case scenario, nothing actually would have happened, but I probably would have had panic attacks all night. Usually I really love solo traveling, but this was just way too much. This happened a few years ago. The year 2018, me and three other friends decided to travel to Bali for about a week since it was cheap and we had the time. So I mean, why not? We were all males in our early 20s. Our itinerary includes sightseeing, trying local foods, mountain climbing, visiting bars at the beach, and basically just a typical vacation in Indonesia. It was honestly quite a surreal experience. The country's absolutely beautiful, and the food was amazing. The only issue I had about the trip were, well, the locals. Drugs were really prominent there, especially shrooms. The streets were filled with druggies dying to sell us their drugs. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. One dude even grabbed my arm because I ignored his two-for-one deal for a one-way trip to meet Jesus. I just shrugged it off while my friends laughed it off. He looked rabid and frantic, like he was about to pounce onto me like a dog diagnosed with rabies. I didn't feel too afraid as we were confident that we could handle them since half of them were not even sober. However, that is only the tip of the iceberg. The real horror started when we went back to our Airbnb for the night. We had an early day the next morning, and we were exhausted. The place was extremely cheap, and it didn't even have a proper locking mechanism for the door. It had two wooden doors which swung inwards, and the only way to lock them was to wedge a wooden block through the holes mounted on the door. It was quite a primitive lock, but it gets the job done, I guess. Everything was going well until the last night of our trip, when we realized that the wooden block was now missing. We looked everywhere for it, but to no avail. I just figured that one of us must have misplaced it somewhere. We settled for using a selfie stick. I know, it sounds like a horrible idea. But we used that instead since we didn't have anything that fits the holes to wedge the door close. We turned in for the night, seemingly not expecting anything since we had already stayed there for 6 days with no issues. I woke up to strange clicking sounds in the dead of the night. I got out of my bed and I thought maybe it's one of the guys. So I nonchalantly approached the noise. My friends were all sleeping, so I decided to investigate the cause of the noise. The ruckus seemed to be coming from the door, so I headed towards them feeling extremely confused. Who could be at our doorstep at this time of the night? I wondered. I noticed the doors were slightly opened and the selfie stick was horribly deformed. I peeked outside and saw three people staring through the gap between the doors. They were really close to the entrance and were attempting to push open the doors. I yelled at them, questioning their intentions, as I noticed one of them was holding the wooden block. I was shocked and puzzled at the situation as I then recognized one of the men. He did the overall cleaning for the Airbnbs and pathways during the day, so there's no reason for him to be there at 3 a.m. The other dude had asked if the wooden block belonged to us, as they allegedly found it outside of our Airbnb. I definitely smelled bullcrap in that moment, as there was absolutely no reason to do that at 3 a.m. I called for my guys, and the three men immediately ran for it. I clue in the guys on the circumstances, and we stayed up until morning came in case they tried anything funny. We decided to report to the reception about their employee, but the description I gave them was not synonymous with theirs. They told me that the housekeepers they usually hire really only consisted of females in their late 30s and 40s. This sent shivers down our spines, as we came to realize that we had let a complete imposter in and out of our rooms while we were out. Luckily, nothing important was lost, and we got out of that situation safely. I can't imagine what would happen if I didn't wake up on that fateful night, as the doors were so close to being open. I was just grateful that it was our last night there.